That's my job.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
You know, when you're a parent, it comes with the ups and downs of parenting, right? Like, obviously, you love being a parent, you love your kids, such cute and amazing moments, and then there's the yelling, screaming, I hate you, mom, slamming the doors moments, right? It comes with both. But when you're the fun aunt or uncle, you don't have to have those down parts, right? Because you're like, I gotta go, I'm out of here. And this is what I want to talk about, you fun aunts and uncles. Well, you'll get the point here in a second. I was talking to a coworker of mine who she is that fun aunt. That's who she is. All of her other siblings married with kids. And so they go on these family vacations. And she kind of gets stuck sometimes with like sleeping in the bunk beds with the nieces and nephews. But since she does get that bad rap sometimes, she decides, I will teach these kids inappropriate, terrible things. And then I will be like, bye, woo, out the door. Skip on out the door, and the parents have to have fun with unteaching. So one of the things she teaches them is how to say dirty and bad things in sign language. So when their parents are giving them grief or whatever the case may be, those kids bust out some nasty things in sign language. Where did you learn that? Aunt so-and-so. You know what I'm talking about? You probably do. So let's talk about the inappropriate things... that a family member has either taught your kids, or maybe you're the family member that teaches the inappropriate things. Okay, let's start with Lauren in St. Charles. Who is teaching the kids inappropriate things?
For the record, we're on really good terms, but it's my ex-husband.
Okay.
He has really bad road rage, and I was driving one day, and there was somebody going really slow, and I was like, oh my gosh, this guy's going so slow. And my four-year-old busts out, this effing guy.
Yep, that sounds right. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Ken and Crown Point, who is teaching the kids inappropriate things?
My aunt taught me how to say the F word when I was about 5 years old. And at a festival, I just kept saying, Mom, look what Aunt Jen taught me.
Yeah.
And I just kept saying the F-bomb so loud.
Good old Aunt Jen. I love it. Awesome, McKenna. Thank you so much for calling. You don't say it now anymore, though, right?
Oh, never.
Never. Awesome. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Brandon in Chesterton, good to hear from you, man. What? Who's teaching kids inappropriate things?
So I think it was accidental, but my dad was telling my nephew, my brother's son, to go get your effing shoes, just like say, or told one of us to go get them. And so my nephew thought that's what they're actually
called. That's what they're called.
So he's running around going, oh, my papa told me to get my effing shoes. And that was from like 2-3 years old to
that's
like five
so
years old.
So
it just carried on, and we still talk about it now.
That's hilarious. I love that. Thank you so much for calling.
But it's funny. Yeah, absolutely.
Bye-bye. All right, Tracy from Crestwood, real quick, who's teaching the kids inappropriate things?
I'm the fun aunt.
Ah, what'd you teach them?
That's not too bad, but I take my niece. She loves going to Blackhawks games with me.
Okay.
So, naturally, when we play Detroit, everyone chants Detroit sucks.
Yep.
She will not say sucks, no matter how hard I try. I'm just do it, Madden. Detroit sucks.
You just keep trying to push her to say. She's like, Mom says I can't say that. You're like, yes, you can. Yeah. Listen to your aunt.
Exactly. She will say Detroit's poop.
Oh, well, that's true, too. But, yeah, when it comes to Detroit, you can say all the bad words, I think, right?
Exactly.